Well, Dr. Pearl Coupe is with me in studio for our Pearls of Wisdom for today. Dr. Pearl, welcome back.
Good afternoon, C, and to all our listeners out there, welcome to our Isaiah 43:19 Monday.
It's official. It is definitely so official. That's the kind of Monday we're having every single Monday here on the daytime break.
Oh, and yes, and to those who are new listeners out there, in case you're wondering what Isaiah 43:19 Monday is,
yes.
Well, we just decided that we're going to reverse the whole narrative around Mondays being blue and Mondays being ugly and all of that. We're just saying it's the beginning of the week and it's an opportunity for us to do new things, new opportunities. So yeah. We're calling them Isaiah 43:19 Mondays, where it's an opportunity to do new things and to allow God, more importantly, to do new things in our lives. So yes, I think it was last week, Friday, God just gave me a message and a word. The word God gave me was Ichabod. Mm. So we've been dealing with that, obviously, on the issue around Ichabod. Mm. And just as a very quick reminder, Ichabod's mother had given birth and given birth at a very painful time in Israel's history.
Yeah.
Whereby her father-in-law had died. That was Eli the priest.
Mm-hmm.
And his son, Phinehas, who was her husband, had also died.
Yeah.
And the Ark of the Lord had been captured by the Philistines.
Mm-hmm.
And it was as a result of that that she named her son Ichabod. And we know that Ichabod means the glory has departed.
Yeah.
And in the previous segments, we've been talking about Ichabod and, you know, some of the circumstances around Ichabod. So on the second part, mm-hmm. of Ichabod, what I wanted to talk about is because we mentioned previously that when Ichabod, or when the glory departs, it's actually not easy. Most of the time it happens without us realizing.
Ooh.
So Ichabod can come upon us without realizing. And I want to talk in this particular part two to talk about what are those circumstances when Ichabod can come upon you without you realizing.
Mm.
And you remember, you know, that in the first series, we talked about Samson.
Yeah.
And how Samson himself, who had been consecrated and set apart for God's glory to be used of him, he entered into a place and time of Ichabod, where he didn't realize he was in Ichabod. He woke up one day and the glory was gone. And so really the point of this is just to encourage people to find out, to interrogate, self-interrogate. Mm. Am I in that place of Ichabod? And if I am, how do I, you know, get out of it? How do I find my way out of it?
Mm.
Because it's not easy to tell, like Samson wasn't able to tell that you're in Ichabod. So there are two instances I want us to talk about to say, this is how we need to be careful that we don't find ourselves in a place of Ichabod.
Yeah.
So in the first instance, I want to say this, be mindful of sin. Be careful of sin. Because sin, remember, Samson was a Nazarite. He was separated, consecrated. He was supposed to live a certain life.
Mm.
And he started engaging in wrongful practices.
Yeah.
If you read the story in the Bible, it tells he started visiting prostitutes. I mean, he was with Delilah.
Mm-hmm.
He was womanizing. He was in sexual sin, fornication, all of that. And yet he was called out of that. So you must be very, very careful of sin, because sin is one of the biggest things that, well, we know even from Adam and Eve's experience, it'll separate you from God. So be careful of sin. And the thing about sin, it doesn't just kind of land on you, boom, I'm here one day. Kancane, kancane, as they say in Zulu, small, small. So you have to be really careful about sin. I remember, you know, in Genesis 4:7, when Cain, Cain was told to God, God spoke to Cain and he said to Cain, be careful. In Genesis 4:7, he said to him, sin is crouching at your door. So it was already a warning signal that, pass up.
Yeah.
Pass up. So the thing is, if we don't take care of sin while it's just like kind of sniffing around before it gets entry, it's going to actually now end up dealing with us. So we need to master sin before it masters us.
Yeah.
And this is what God said to Cain. You will be accepted if you do what's right. Do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure we do what's right. Let's make sure we take a righteous stand. We walk in holiness.
Amen.
We walk in righteousness, not by our own strength, but through God's grace. Yeah. But then God said to Cain, if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out. Sin is crouching at your door, eager to control you. But you must subdue it and be its master. So we must master sin. Otherwise, so be very careful, family. Like I said, sin doesn't just come in kacha one go. It comes in bit by bit by bit. And I want to give you an example, quick example, before we end this segment, is just to say, you know, just to give a little example testimony about how it enters in. And I remember when I used to work in Johannesburg some years ago, and I would drive from Pretoria to Johannesburg every day.
Yeah.
And in the course of driving, you know, the GPS that I had installed in the car, it had a function whereby it would tell me where there's a speed trap. And so it would go ding, 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 you know, warn me like speed trap.
Yeah.
And I quickly slow down.
Yeah.
And say, oops, speed trap. And so it would warn you, you know, speed trap ahead. And something very interesting happened, because the initial times it would go ding, 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 I would quickly take my foot off the accelerator and be like, oh, I don't want to be caught in, you know, and be very mindful of it. But there's something very interesting that happened. Each time it would go ding, 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 ding. Then I would drive, and I would not see a speed trap. I would not see the police. I would not see any, you know, electronic speed traps. And you know what would happen is that that warning signal, I began to ignore it, because I would pass by and I'd be like, I know this thing is just saying ti 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 ti. There's no speed trap. It's just, you know. So I began to ignore it. And then one day the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, yeah, you see, this is exactly how sin enters. Because in the first instance, that warning signal, that's Holy Spirit, is warning you that be careful. And then when you don't get caught, you don't see the speed trap, there's no police, you're not caught. Then you begin to think, I know, you know, safe. I got away with it, so I can keep doing it. And we ignore that ti-ti-ti, and that's Holy Spirit signal, ti-ti-ti, warning you. And then we begin to stop listening to that Holy Spirit warning. We're not convicted anymore. And that's how sin gets a hold of us. And all of a sudden, we are desensitized to sin, and sin becomes normal. It becomes normal. So that's what I want to say. Be careful of that. The other thing I want to say quickly around how we get into a place of Ichabod. It's not only through sin, being desensitized to sin, but also associations. Be very careful of associations. And going back to the story of Samson again, remember, it was the people he was hanging out with. He was hanging out with prostitutes. He was hanging out with Delilah. And those are the people who brought him into a place of Ichabod, who helped. I mean, ultimately, we're responsible for our own lives.
Yeah.
But your associations will also influence that life. So be careful of our association. Proverbs 13:20 says, he who walks with the wise shall be wise. The companion of fools shall be destroyed.
Yeah.
So be very, very careful. And remember that God spoke to Solomon. And he told Solomon in 1 Kings 11:1-2. He specifically told Solomon, don't marry foreign wives. And the reason that he told him that was to say that they're going to draw your hearts away from me. So be careful of who you interact with.
Yeah.
It's not that we are, you know, we are to be self-righteous.
Yeah.
And we are to be salt. We're to influence others. But be careful of your associations, because if you are very close to people who live ungodly lives and have ungodly values, ultimately they will influence you as well.
Right.
So those are the two things I wanted to talk about. Ichabod. Be careful of Ichabod. Be careful that you don't just become comfortable with sin, become desensitized to sin. It'll bring you into a place of Ichabod. Be careful also around your associations, because they can influence you into a place of Ichabod, where the glory of God has departed.
Yeah. No, that's a word. That is a word. Dr. Pearl, you can see I'm speechless right now. I'm just like, yes, yes, yes. Very needed. We'll catch up again with our part 3 next week. Monday, same time, same place.